99.3 WBT, it is the Brett Witterbull Show, 704-570-1110. Good to be with you here today, and it's great to have Bo Thompson back. How are you, Bo Thompson, my friend?
Hey, Brett. Hope you're doing well.
I'm doing well, very, very much. I appreciate it very, very much. Let me get your reaction to this feeding frenzy that is the trial going on in New York City. Donald Trump has been saying these are all Biden trials. Over on CNN, currently I'm seeing the prosecution says this is about a criminal conspiracy and a cover-up. A little bit of something for everybody to kind of look at. But we are relying exclusively on reporters and analysts to come out and tell us what happened. I would love to get a look at the transcripts from day one. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's interesting to watch how this plays out, because we were obviously on the air this morning and the opening arguments got underway, and you sort of get, the way I was describing it today is you get kind of, it's almost like spitting information, right? You get these little moments of, I mean, we started talking this morning, and Mick Mulvaney was with us, and all of a sudden they're talking about one of the jurors having a dental appointment that they have to get to, so they're going to wrap up things a little bit early, and then you're hearing about facial reactions, and because you don't have a camera in there, you basically are at the mercy of these little bits. I mean, we live in a social media Twitter age.
Yes, so
it's nothing new really, but it's when it's the only thing, as opposed to, you know, people live tweeting things that you can actually see, then it provides a little bit different of a mode of acquiring information.
And here's what's going to be interesting, because I imagine over the course of this trial, maybe you'll have the exact same reporters reporting in the exact same way over the course of days and weeks of this thing. But what if you don't? What if you had a reporter ABC in there, and then the next day that reporter's not there, and some other sort of narrative is going to start to come out, or some other sort of focus? This is the real challenge, and you got to believe that in 2024 we could have camera. We have audio of the arguments at the Supreme Court. We should have a minimum of audio from inside these courtrooms.
Yeah, that's an excellent point about the Supreme Court. I mean, if it can be done there, then you would think it could be done anywhere. And you're right. I mean, when you're talking about depending on different reporters, you know, political slant is one thing, or perceived ideological differences, however slight they may be, and then stylistically.
Right.
You know? I mean, this comes down to how detailed are you getting, and are you providing the same amount of detail or the same context that the person the day before was giving. And we were sort of joking on the air today, and this sort of goes back to your point about, if we can have audio of the Supreme Court,
right?
Really, in 2024 is the only visual we can get, renderings, drawings. It just seems so antiquated, given the fact that we all have computers in the palm of our hand.
And let's be honest, many times the court sketches are, depending on how the person feels about the defendant or the prosecutor or whatever, they will make you look very, very severely, right? I mean, you will be looking like a very severe person in the chalk sketch.
Yeah, and I was wondering aloud today, we didn't have any takers, but maybe there's somebody out there now at this time of day that because, you know, we have so many different people from different walks of life that hit up our radio station daily one way or the other. I mean, I wonder, when the person's doing it, are you doing it because you can take a snapshot and then recreate that snapshot? Or are you doing this, what ends up being a fairly elaborate drawing based on just a snapshot that you had in your head? You know what I mean?
Right. And after the trial, can you buy those sketches? Like, can I have a sketch of me, you know, standing in the dock or whatever it is? I mean, these are the questions I have. I also wonder if perhaps, you know, we've all been to the amusement parks. So you'll have these people that do the sketches of like the three kids together or whatever it is, or the husband, the caricatures. I mean, why not just do that? Like, you just hire those people to go in there and just sketch everything. You know, that's, I think it would be.
No, it's a good point. I mean, we don't really have, with the demise of the morning paper on your doorstep that you can pick up and read.
Right.
And the political cartoons, they're not gone, but they're you know, in the digital age, you know, they're consumed maybe differently, and I don't think there's as many people that can make a living doing it out there. But the whole point of the political cartoon is simplifying a reaction, right?
That's exactly right.
And what we're really looking for with what's going on in this case is not, you know, every detail of the room, but it's the facial expressions and the reactions. I mean, that's what everybody wants to know about. And you can, in a caricature, sort of capture that without, you know, having every little detail sketched out.
Yeah, it's true. And I mean, I because of everything that has happened in the last month or so, I'm sitting back here and I'm thinking about the bad old days of Lance Ito and the dancing Itos on with Jay Leno and all. I wonder if there's going to be the dancing Mershons or the you know, the dancing Braggs. I mean, how do we
there again? You know, I mean, with such lacking visuals, I'm sure some people are going to have to take those liberties, right?
That's exactly right, Mr. Bo Thompson. What do you have coming up on the big show tomorrow, my friend?
Well, we're talking about this trial playing out, and our longtime legal analyst Bill Graham is going to be back with us tomorrow at 8:05, and I'll be with us for a couple of segments talking about these very things and some of these questions that you and I had. Maybe he's got more insight on because he's spent more time in a courtroom than you and I have. Brett Jensen joins us in the 9 o'clock hour tomorrow morning, and of course, all the latest on everything coming out of Columbia and D.C. and all points in between.
Absolutely. Great stuff, man. Appreciate it. And enjoy the night. We'll talk again tomorrow morning, my friend.
Thanks, Brett.
You got it. That's Bo Thompson. I'm Brett Witterbold.